This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Jets?
I haven't enjoyed a football season since 1969.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Jets are tearing it all down.
Wow, they really are.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Coming up, Chargers safety Derwin James. Senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial and have a chat with us, whether you're listening on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance or watching us on Disney Plus or watching us on the ESPN app. We always appreciate you taking the show in whenever you want, which is your right to listen to us on our podcast all 3 hours. We appreciate that. We also appreciate anybody who goes to our Disney Plus page and or the ESPN page and clicks on the 3 hour re-air of our show that sits there for you to stream anytime you want. We appreciate anybody who checks in our videos through our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. As I mentioned, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. About to give you my power rankings, and then Derwin James the Chargers joins after that. But I do want to take the approach of yesterday's Sauce Gardner trade from the Colts side of things. And because obviously I've been very Jets-centric for a reason. Makes sense. I wish I kind of was able to grasp this, what I'm about to say, in real time yesterday, but it was just so much flying around yesterday. I mean, and Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated is going to talk about it in hour three. But it hit me over the last 24 hours. The Sauce Gardner acquisition by the Indianapolis Colts in the short term says it all, obviously, right? We have a 7-2 team. We have the ability to get a kid right now who's 110 days removed from signing a 4-year contract extension. So we've got contractual control, the ability to plan all the way out, right? And the reason why we're able to plan all the way out or even get him right now or even fit him in for at least the next couple of years is we have a quarterback that's not making a gajillion dollars a year. We're not paying our quarterback in the 50s. We're not paying our quarterback in the 40s.
Not yet.
Right. No, but you're able to do that. And you're able to basically look at your fan base and go, hey, we know around here that we've been looking to get back to the playoffs. And we've lost touch of what you used to be used to and all of us used to be used to, which is winning our division. That's been Houston's purview or Tennessee's when Vrabel was doing his thing there. And we know it's been a difficult watch over the last few years. I mean, Chris Ballard, name me a general manager who owns the bumps and bruises more than this guy, right? He'll just come out and say it. So they have an opportunity to get Sauce Gardner at this age with that amount of contract that you can plan out and do it right now. You do it. But 2-1s in the future is what you're coughing up. And what that shows me is sure looks like they think Daniel Jones is their guy. Like they've seen 9 games from him and it's enough that this is their guy. That they've seen it, and they don't need to be holding these draft choices in their back pocket for the next one in the 2026 or 2027 draft. And, you know, obviously you can get quarterbacks in second and third rounds. It's not like the first round selection is the only selection you can use on a quarterback,
sure.
But it is obviously the best one you can do to find your next one. Although the last time they used one, this kid is now sitting out with a broken orbital bone, watching Daniel Jones essentially cement things. That's the way I'm looking at it. Obviously, they do have Anthony Richardson to eventually see if he's the guy, but I think they've made this decision and they've seen somebody like Jones to do what he's done for them to say, you know what? We're 7-2 with him. Yep. Jonathan Taylor is our MVP, could be the league's MVP. And we're going to do this. And this is the guy. So we're going to flip 2-1s to win with this guy now and also be confident that we can win with him in the future and give it up. Give it up to the Colts and the organization for saying, didn't look good against the Steelers this past week. Our guy gave it away, you know, half dozen times, right? The team gave it away half dozen times. And Taylor got smoked. So it's not winning. You can't win every week with it.
Right.
But some organizations might go, hold on a minute. Is that the real thing? We can't flip 2-1s for Sauce, can we? Like what about the other quarterbacks in the draft that we could maybe get if Daniel Jones turns back into a pumpkin? No. We're just going to see the opportunity and we're going to go and we're going to make it happen, and you got to give it up. Carly Ursay Gordon. Yep. Cuz if there's any owner in the league who has a granular knowledge of how good this quarterback is and how it's working moment to moment, it's got to be her. She's the one. I mean, is that what's on her notes right there?
Yep.
He's good. We can trade 2-1s because he's that good. Yeah, and I'm hearing what the coaches are saying about the back end of the defense. Sauce Gardner, okay. Because I can't imagine she didn't green light this thing.
Yeah,
I
mean, absolutely.
I mean, hey, 2-1s.
Yeah.
I was thinking somebody about that big fat contract.
Yeah.
We're going to do this. So kudos all around. Kudos all around. And you know how I feel about Sauce, because I wanted him. I fell in love with him watching him on television at Cincinnati. And then
you were pounding the table early.
I fell in love with the guy watching him in that building at the combine.
Yep.
I'm like, that is the guy. And you could hear all the defensive coordinators basically saying, I was walking with them to the field at that combine, this corner's special. Good on the Colts, man.
Let me ask you
good
this.
Good on the Colts.
Daniel Jones is probably going to be their guy going forward, right?
It kind of has to be. This is an indication, right, isn't it?
What do you pay him? He got the 4-160 from the Giants, right? And that was an abject disaster.
Okay.
Does he get the same deal from Indianapolis, or do you give him the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, 3 years, 100, and with an opt-out basically after the first year, and then we kind of see where it goes in 2027?
He's making $14 million now. If you tell him we'll double your salary, he says no?
He should.
Okay. Well, you're the king of, like, you don't just get paid because it's your turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you're basically saying that's the approach he should take. And Baker didn't.
Well, it was his turn, and he kind of blew it. So, and now he had to kind of go to timeout, and now he's getting a chance, and he's playing pretty well, although I kind of think last week was who he really is. But if you're going to pay him, what do you pay him?
I don't know, but I don't know. It really depends on how much he likes it there, and there is a new market value for guys who have been put in timeout, to use your phrase.
Yeah, there are. It's the Baker Darnold situation.
The guys who have been put in timeout.
Yeah.
Right? Although Baker, when he's up again, he might double his salary too. Okay. He might be the first guy to crack 60.
Ooh. Interesting. Yeah.
Keep that in mind for later on. But but you have to live for the day, right? And the day is you're 7-2. You're 7-2.
The one seed right now.
And you take a look at the AFC standings before we get to my power rankings. You take a look at the AFC standings, and they are tied with the Patriots and the Broncos. And the They have a tiebreak on the Broncos, thanks to that leverage penalty. I mean, that moment that nobody really was thinking about other than that's a wild way for a game to end in week two. That could resonate. That is a pond ripple that can last all the way through to week 18.
Yep.
Now, they are 7-2, as I mentioned, half game in front of the Bills, who they do not face the rest of the way. And it's clearly on like Donkey Kong here in the AFC. And you're in that mix, and you're in first. Oof. And you can do this right now. You don't care about what you're paying Daniel Jones down the road. You're just basically saying internally, I think he's the guy. Because if I'm the owner and somebody comes to me and says, we're going to trade 2-1s, and I'm got questions about the quarterback, I'm going to say, you give me every reason why you think he's the quarterback. And if I trust you, do it.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you not to do it because you've got the conviction to do it and it sounds good, but you need to convince me. And clearly, they have to think Daniel Jones is their quarterback moving forward. Have to think it. Otherwise, you just gave away the store over the next two first rounds when all the quarterback needy teams are going to be all over that place. And there's a couple of teams, Cleveland, Jets, who have multiple first rounders, including one that now has it in the Jets because you gave it to them.
Yep.
So they better be right about their quarterback. And this to me makes it seem like they have seen enough. It is Daniel Jones. We'll see. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. It's a Wednesday.
I mean,
and you know what that means?
Come on.
It's the day after Tuesday. Or it's also my day for power rankings. Hit it.
This is my
power rankings. My Week 10 Power Rankings presented by Sonos. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, it's shake-up time.
Mike Del Tufo, as much as I love the drop from Godfather 2, how the rent stays like before.
Stays like before.
There isn't a single team that's in the same spot from last week's Power Rankings.
Wow.
Okay.
Not a single team.
That's a shame.
Because, good one.
That tracks, though.
It was crazy.
It was crazy last week.
So let's start with the teams that dropped because they lost. I can't knock the Chiefs out of my power rankings. Still can't.
I mean.
I still can't.
Do you owe someone in Kansas City money or something?
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
The mob used to be in Kansas City.
I just think they are that good. They are that stacked. They are the best 5-4 team in football. I'm not dropping them out. The Bills are a stout opponent. So is going into Western New York and beating the Bills. The Patriots are the only team to have done it this year, as we know. And you'll hear their names shortly. Can't quit them. They're too good. They still have an MVP quarterback. Kelsey's better than he has in the last couple years. Defensively, they're terrific. I'm telling you, I can't quit them. Plus, I have them winning the Super Bowl this year, and I'm not dropping them out of my power rankings just because of this. And they're on a bye week. They might drop out because they're on a bye week and other teams might knock them out because you'll find out who didn't make the list. Number 9 on this list, I knocked them down all the way from 1.
Oof.
The Lions are on this list.
Wow. Whoa.
Down 8 spots.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was a tough one, man. You're home. You've got the momentum. You haven't lost at home this year. You're coming off a bye. And you've got a kid who hasn't played since week 2.
Yeah, I expected a little bit more.
And that's what happened? I'm stunned. That one was a shocker. But you got to give it up to the Vikings. Tip your cap. The Lions are still really damn good. Again, I have them winning the NFC.
That's your Super Bowl, right?
That's 10-9 it right there.
Right now.
That's it. That's maybe why they're on this power ranking list that may not be on others, but this is my power rankings. There are many like it, but this one is mine. That's why we got Private Pile at the top of the drop here. Number 8, down 5 spots, are the Packers. not quitting them either. Mm. I am genuinely concerned about Tucker Kraft being out for the season.
That's a major bummer.
It's Luke Musgrave time.
It is.
And we'll see if he can provide similar production.
I thought they might have been in on Njoku or one of these tight ends that that seemingly was available yesterday.
Or they just like trust their roster. Ngudu Kuntz the trust. And let's just bury that tape for the 27th birthday. As the Panthers gave the birthday punches. He gave two for flinching on Jordan Love.
Inch to grow an inch.
Number seven, down five spots are the Indianapolis Colts.
Ooh.
Yeah, I dropped them that far. It's one of those that shakes your confidence. And are we pumpkining or we're still carriage riding? What are we doing here? Yeah. What are we doing here? Big game in Berlin. It's a big one against the Atlanta Falcons, who are, you know, on a dire red alert or approaching that. So I got the Colts down to seven. Now let's get to those who won or sat back and improved. I'm going the Bills here at +3. I moved them up three spots to six. I like what I'm seeing. I just wish they had done something aggressive. You know what I mean? Aggressive, like a Debo. Why aren't they in on Shaheed? Why aren't they on him?
The Debo rumor popped up about an hour before the deadline, and that would have been a great move for them.
That would have been just some big breath of fresh air. They may not need it because their quarterback is the personification of that.
James Cook not practicing
today.
Well,
I mean, they said he was sore coming off of the 2714.
Something to monitor.
Whatever.
Monitor.
Give him Wednesday off. We won't take a Wednesday off.
No, of course not.
I mean, when else am I going to do my power rankings? Number five. New to the list.
You just made the list.
New to the list.
Let me tell you this. Xander Eisen told me his buddy Jake.
Sea chickens, right?
His buddy Jake, who he's doing his play with this weekend. Everybody go see The Crucible. Xander's accusing people of being witches. It's going to be great. Just like the house. At any rate, his buddy Jake apparently told him, your dad's not putting my Seahawks on his power rankings list.
Ooh.
Jake, that's over. And they debut at five.
They should have been on it last week, but five is a good spot.
Better late
spot
than
right
never.
Now. Yeah, agree.
But
never late is better.
Man. That's all I got to say is man. They are really good.
Sam Darnold is balling.
And they added Shaheed.
Huge.
To Horton and JSN and Cooper Kupp and Charbonnet and Walker is a pretty good 1-2 punch. And defensively, they hit you in the mouth. The Legion of Zoom.
Legion of Zoom.
All right. They're number five. Number four, up four spots. Yes, Christopher, you can make that. I need to hear it. The New England Patriots are four.
We are back.
The Patriots are four. You know what they're doing?
Winning?
Listen. They're firmly in a category of yeah, but who have they really beaten?
No doubt.
But you can't say that about a team that over the last 2 years couldn't beat their way out of a paper bag.
That's also
man.
True.
Yep. And so the fact that they are beating the teams that they're supposed to beat,
pretty shocking,
is really impressive because I told you I needed to see more because normally with a young quarterback you go up and down, right? Or in a new roster with a new coach altogether, they go up and down. It fluctuates. 1 week they're world beaters. Next, they beat the Bills. The next one, you know, they come back and let me get this right to be accurate. They come back and lose in New Orleans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll lose at Tennessee, which they it was a little dicey. Or they'll lose at home to Cleveland. Or they'll lose at home to Atlanta. They didn't do any of that. Or they'll lose at home to Carolina after Carolina shuts somebody out. Instead, they'll just put 42 on them. And Drake May is a viable MVP candidate, and you can't run the ball on him.
Nope.
So they can't keep Drake May off the field. And then the only thing that will put Drake May off the field is the deep ball that he keeps connecting for scores. Sometimes they might score too fast. It's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Would have liked to seen a move yesterday at the deadline for an edge rusher, maybe some offensive line help, but My, in Vrabel, we trust.
My in-laws and Cooper and Suze, they're out of their skulls.
We're back.
All right. Number three, up two spots. I'm putting the Broncos here. They're not higher because when are we going to see quarters one through four offensively consistent? When are we going to see that?
Agree.
And I know I'm nitpicking here.
But, you know, at the top of the list, you got a nitpick.
You're picking nits.
Thank you, sir. They've won six in a row. Up five spots. I'm putting the Rams here, man.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
The Rams have an MVP quarterback. I told you this is the year Stafford's going to convince everybody you needed convincing that he's a Hall of Famer. And it just keeps getting better. Puka being in and out of games is beginning to concern me a little bit. Hopefully he's going to be back.
But Davante Adams has been unreal.
Oh, he's without, and it's tough to say here in Los Angeles, a massive upgrade from Cooper Kupp. Yeah. I mean, not even close. There's all these tight ends that you can pick up probably on your waiver wire.
Yeah, who, Ferguson, the rookie.
You just don't know which one you just don't know which one Stafford's going to pick.
Yep.
Defensively, we talk about Verse, and then they got Byron Young chasing a sack lead. Landman making tackles. Our friend Quentin Lake leading the back end there, man. They are good. Coaching, we don't need it. The one concern for me is their kicking game is a god-awful mess. And they got to fix that.
Cardi party, no good.
I don't know if he's looking at the rush or what. I mean, jeez. But it's, well, yeah. And McVay is on it, which leads you to believe something will be done. And then number one, I'm sorry. I know they didn't play a game and I popped them up five spots. I think the Eagles are the best team in football again.
Wow.
And, you know, again, they didn't trade A.J. Brown. Smart. They get Jalen Phillips for their pass rush. They're getting healthier and they're coming off the bye. And they're number one in the NFC. And go get them. Come at them. They're number one again on my power rankings list. And my power rankings are brought to you by Sonos. Explore soundbars, speakers, and more at Sonos.com. Sonos products look as good as they sound. This was my toughest power rankings of the year.
I believe that.
Because everyone that was on the top loses, and everyone at the bottom pops up. And then I name as my number one team a team that didn't even play last week. And a team that didn't even play last week falls off the list. I took the Bucks off and put the Seahawks on. And the Eagles, just like the Bucks, didn't play, and I moved them up.
Chiefs probably should have been off. Bucks should have been on that spot.
Okay. Chiefs play the Bucks right now? I don't know, pal.
44% Patrick Mahomes showing up?
Okay. We'll see.
Okay.
I don't think they play each other, do they? They do not.
Yeah.
Maybe in San Francisco. Maybe in Santa Clara. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. What do you say? Happy to hear from you. Derwin James, we'll hear from him next. Our neighbor across the way. Chargers getting set to host the Steelers on Sunday night on NBC. Coming back.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery. They're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, DirecTV. We're on Disney Plus.
Yeah, now.
It's crazy. We've been.
Well, we're on the campus.
We're on the campus of DirecTV, which is, by the way, you can get ESPN there. I'm trying to cover my tracks now. We're on Disney Plus streaming as well as on the ESPN app everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just get to the guy, right? He's our neighbor across the way, Pro Bowler, All Pro, one of the best on the back end of the Chargers. Derwin James back on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Derwin. How are you?
Good to see you. How y'all doing?
I'm doing fine. Well, I just want to start before we get into you and your team and your week and your season. Your reaction to the monster trade deadline Tuesday in which Sauce Gardner, within 110 days of signing his new four-year, $120 million contract extension, gets traded for two ones to the Indianapolis Colts. Derwin, your 2 cents on that one.
Wow, that's a big move, especially when one of the top DBs get traded like that. I feel like both teams made a move for their team, and man, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I know you saw the Indianapolis Colts in your building just in recent days as well, Derwin, and you saw what that team looks like. I wonder, I'm not turning into a pundit or an analyst about what you think it means for the Colts. My just 2 cents is, a team that goes out and gets to be aggressive to flipping two ones for a defensive back. Like Sauce. I mean, when you being a back end player on defense, what do you think when you hear that sort of thing?
When you being a player, I feel like when you make that type of move, especially with the type of team they already have, I feel like you're trying to win right now. And that's what that move speaks. I got a lot of respect for Coach Shane over there and a lot of guys on that team. But good team, and I feel like they just added an even better player. So we'll see how it goes.
I know. And again, I guess it just shows you. I mean, how do you as a player, again, I know the Chargers love you, and for good reason, and you love Los Angeles, but I mean, just this is a business at the end of the day, right? I mean, here's a player that just struck a deal like that, and then within 100 days, two first rounds later, he's gone. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's part of the business now, like you say. It's part of it.
Okay, let's get to you now and this team. How does this feel different than previous years for you, Derwin, so far for the Chargers?
I just feel like we're connected on all levels. I just feel like we're playing team football. And when you can play team football, you can get through a lot of adversity things. And I feel like guys have been down during the season, but it's been a next man up mentality. And it's been fun just taking the field with these guys every day and taking the locker room every day.
What do you mean by connected? Can you give me a little bit better, description of what do you mean by connected, Derwin?
Having each other back, whether it's when offense need us to get a stop as a defense, or whether we need the offense to score points for us, and special teams being having both our backs. So I'm just saying we don't have like a lot of superstar big name players, but I feel like we go out there every day and we play team football.
Okay, I mean you're a superstar big name player, why do you say that? Hold on a second.
What?
Come on, you're being humble. You're being too humble. And I refuse to accept your humility.
Don't accept that, Rich.
I won't do it. No, none
start
of us
that,
will.
Rich.
The entire Rich Eisen
Show. Don't start that, Rich. Don't
come on
start
now.
That.
No. Come on.
I appreciate you, brother.
Right back at you. But I mean, where does that humility come from, Derwin? Where does it come from?
I say, probably my parents doing a great job instilling me, especially my mom and my dad, just always being there for me. Had great parents growing up and brothers and sisters in the house, so it was a lot of come from a great family, honestly.
Well, now hold on a second. How many kids do you have, Derwin?
I have two kids, and I have a daughter that's also on the way that'll be here in February.
Okay.
First week of February. So.
No, now, if, just giving you a heads up, because you have two sons and you have a daughter coming. Is that what you're saying?
No, I got one son and I got one daughter.
Okay.
And
so
I got another.
Well, then you know that the daughters are the ones that will keep you humble. You know.
Oh yeah.
I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, my daughter has definitely softened me up. She's 1 year. She's 1 year old this year. She just turned one like 2 weeks ago. So my son, he's 4. So yeah, my kids are my world, man. They keep me grounded, man. Honestly.
Now listen, the sons are one thing, but when your daughter, has she said the word daddy to you yet? Has she said that?
Oh,
to
that
you
was
yet?
Her first word. That's the only word she knows. My girlfriend gets so mad about it because she like, can we teach her another word? Like that's all she says. So
boy, her first word is daddy. Because my guys around here accuse me. Listen, two awesome boys, and I love them just as much as my daughter. They accuse me of playing favorites.
Come on,
around here.
Yeah, nah, it ain't favorites. Because actually, both kids' first word was actually dad.
Okay,
so
that's
pretty cool.
Now listen,
so it was pretty cool.
Another thing, though, they keep pointing out is another Florida State Seminole
yes.
and named one Deion Sanders. says that he ranks his children,
yep,
and that I should be doing the same as well.
Absolutely.
Nah. I ain't gonna put no ranking on them.
Careful.
I love them all. I love them all the same.
Yeah, but you might be hearing from Dion very soon, Daryl. Did you hear from Dion when you were in the draft process? Did you hear from him at all? Back in the day?
A little bit. Not really, but a little bit. He was always. I was familiar with him coming out when I was in college. He reached out to me a lot.
Okay.
So, got a lot of respect for Coach Deion Sanders for sure. Oh,
well, so who are the people who have helped you become the player that you are today? Then, what do you have for me there?
I'd say first and foremost, God, starting with him, and then second, it would be all the great coaches that I had along the way, all the great teammates for sure, and then got to give my parents credit also. So, okay. Those four or five things.
All right, let's talk Jim Harbaugh for a minute here, Derwin. Give me your favorite Jim Harbaugh phrase, statement. What do you got for me, Derwin? What's your favorite?
Man, you know my favorite one. Who got it better than us? That one's just always gonna be the best one for me. Every time I hear it.
You know that comes from his dad, right? You know that? That comes from Jack.
Yeah. I love the phrase. Thank you, Pop Jack, for that. Yeah. But we love it as a team for sure.
Has Jack been around at all?
Oh yeah, he's definitely been around. Gave us speeches before the game last year, so we had him around. He has a lot of energy also.
Did you hear the one that Jim said about remembering when he was born? Did you hear that story?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like being born in the womb again.
Yeah, and did he remember?
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that one next. Yeah. If I didn't tell you that one, for sure that was definitely one of my favorite stories. When he compared it to that being born again.
Yeah, but he just remembers the day he was born and all that business. And I he was sitting here on this set a few months ago saying that he woke up in the middle of the night saying that he thought he needed to get Justin Herbert to the Hall of Fame. That's what he said right here.
Hey, what you gonna tell him? I wasn't there, you wasn't there. What you gonna tell him?
Well, listen, Derwin, you know I'm a Michigan Wolverine, right? I was in school. My first year is 1986. The first quarterback I rooted for, the quarterback of my freshman year, was named Jim Harbaugh. And so many people say to me, what do you think about him leaving to go to the Chargers after he won the championship? And I'm like, he hung the banner. There's this man-made lake in front of SoFi. I think he walked across it to sign his contract with the Chargers. That's the way I feel about it.
He won it because we love Coach Harbaugh, man. I have had a coach like him for sure, man. We love him. And some of his phrases, just how he comes up with it on the fly, man. He's a guy that definitely, man, he's one of a kind.
Well, I mean, and I asked him prior to the game in Brazil, because I called that one on YouTube with the Chiefs, Derwin. I said to him, like, what? And I knew that it wasn't going to get an answer from him. I just knew that he just doesn't want to get self-reflective, at the outset of a season or anything like that. But what is his secret sauce, And he said, I just love football, and people who love football love me. And yes, so that's what he said. And I thought to myself, he keeps it simple. You know what I mean?
And simple, honest, and when you're straightforward, you know what you're going to get with Coach Harbaugh. And if you don't love football, you're not going to like him. You're going to feel like you don't really get along with him. But if you love football, you're going to be all in, and you're going to see where he's coming from. And it's going to come from a place that you have never seen before. And that's what makes him unique. That's what makes him special.
Well, I have found you before a Sunday night game against the Steelers in SoFi, sir. What does it mean to play in front of a whole country against Aaron Rodgers, Derwin James?
It means a lot just to be able to take the field, to represent my team, to represent my family, to go out there, just play hard, and go out there and get it up.
What about a national televised game? What about that?
I love it, playing it for the fans, and for it being the only game on for sure, but I just want to go out there and just play hard.
And, your team's right in the mix, man. I understand, the tackles are down and on the offensive line, and the team is banged up. We're waiting for Omarion Hampton to maybe coming back, just to name three players. But this team is in the mix. I mean, this team is in the mix ahead of the Chiefs. And right there with the Denver Broncos, who you are going to be facing in short order. And I'm just wondering, how far do you think this team can go? What do you got for me here?
We can go as far as we want to go, and I feel like every day we're getting better, and I feel like all you got to do is punch your ticket and get in the dance, and once you're in there, anything can happen. And I feel like every day the men in the locker room, the coaches, the players, we all working our tail off to get better, and I feel like giving ourselves a chance.
The word Super Bowl mentioned in your locker room?
That's why we all signed up. That's why we all committed to our team for sure.
Okay. And are you and Jalen Ramsey going to have any Florida State, sort of a reunion? Or what do you got? You're going to be out both you guys from Florida State on this field, same field, Derwin. What do you got?
Oh yeah, that's my brother. But you know, we got to go get the dub, and I definitely got to go represent. I know he's going to be trying to represent for his squad, so I definitely got to go represent for mine.
And should you potentially find yourself in the vicinity of Aaron Rodgers after maybe you put him on the turf or grab a football that he has thrown, do you say something to him? Well, that's not your game, Derwin.
We'll see how the games go, but I just play football. I let my play do the talking, honestly.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for joining. Really appreciate that. Great to see you. You're just down the street. I understand time constraints and things like that. You're always welcome here. So you're aware.
Man, you gotta give me an invite, man. You gotta invite me more, man.
Here it is.
Come on, man.
You now have it. We're neighbors. Do you have any idea? You literally hang a right out of your facility, go a couple of lights, and you hang a left.
Yeah.
If you ever need like a cup of sugar, eggs, you know what I mean? Like we're
I'm
here.
I'm coming, man. I'm coming. I'm gonna hold you to that. I'm coming.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. And you know, Jim did offer me the services of Ben Herbert to train for my 40.
Hey, you got to get in there, man. You got to get in there. You got to come check it out.
He's the real deal.
He's the real deal, man. He's the real deal.
I told Jim I don't want to sit there vomiting. You know what I mean? Like, I have my own kids I got to stand up for.
Nah, he going to get you right, man.
Okay.
We got you, man. Appreciate you, man.
I'm going to do that. You go win your football games. I'll come in and train at some point, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rich.
Derwin James, everybody.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
Right back at you. Have a great Sunday night game against the Steelers right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Yes, sir.
He looked like he was looking off to the side, like, okay, somebody's like saying, you got to go to a meeting.
Yeah, I got to.
But I'm too chatty.
Well, that's your job.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is.
Can confirm.
I mean, that's why we're here.
Also, shout out to their AV team. Is that an 8K camera they're working
with? That's awesome.
It was so crisp.
Dude, a lot of teams now have that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't Matt Rhule have something? It's like he's got his own studio in Nebraska.
It's like he was in the room with us.
Right.
You know how I always tell you guys about me going to interview Josh Allen that day when we were in Dallas at AT&T Stadium the day before the draft?
Mm-hmm.
Derwin James I got him on camera too, just doing the walk and talk with him and Jair Alexander. Like,
wow.
So I'm particularly invested in those guys just because,
people who are nice to you.
I tend to like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to be nice to the nice. That's a phrase from MASH.
It's nice to be nice to the nice.
Yes, I think Frank Burns once upon a time said it's nice to be nice to the nice. Go ahead and look that up.
Let's see.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is helping veterans drive their lives forward with its Keys to Progress program. When we come back, your phone calls. Then Albert Breer. I need answers from Albert Breer. Trades that almost happened, should have happened, you heard it was going to happen. Why the ones that happened, that's still to come.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on The Rich Eisen Show. Let me talk to you about Sonos. I have for a while. Maybe you're first hearing it from me about I have these speakers. I have this system at home. It is awesome. The studio quality sound with Sonos makes you feel like you're right there in the stadium if you're watching a game. If you're listening to music, it makes it sound like you're at a concert. It is awesome. The sound bars, the speakers, incredible. And the setup is easy. Just plug it in, open the Sonos app, and you're ready to go. And if you've got a couple rooms in the house you want to put it in, you can have music on of one sort in one room, and you zone it for that. And then you zone your other room for a completely different experience. Listen to different songs, watch television. Sonos, it's incredible. They look as good as they sound. Dave in Brooklyn, New York. First in, first up. Let's take Dave's phone call. What's up, Dave?
We're Brooklyn.
Well, Rich, I'm listening to you on Disney Plus.
Yes, sir.
With my Sonos soundbar in front of me, so I feel like I'm on the show already.
Good, Dave.
But we talked a couple months ago a couple of months ago on the Aaron Glenn thing of would they let him blow it up if need be, and they have such done it. A comment I wanted to ask you about, though, is you talked a lot about Daniel Jones. We talked about a lot about Sam Darnold. Do you believe that the Jets should draft a quarterback with all these first-round picks or go out and find replacements to protect and also rush quarterbacks, as my two-week-old son's crying next to me who I'm indoctrinating into the Jets? Do you think they should go out and get, though, a quarterback project like a Darnold or a Mayfield or a Jones where they can build it? Because Aaron Glenn has done that before. He's been at a team. Jared Goff was a nothing thrown away by the Rams, and he turned into a something with the right head coach. So wondering if that's the better move instead of the project of...
Great question.
You know,
I don't know.
Who, McCarthy thing like that.
So who would that question?
Feedback.
I don't know. Like, take a look at the 2020 draft, 2021 draft. Right now, they're attempting it with Justin Fields. He's kind of that type of quarterback right now.
Oh, Mac Jones.
Mac Jones going to the Jets.
But Fields seems too much of a... He was mistreated so poorly in Chicago. Like, look at what's happening right now in Chicago with a quarterback who was drafted with a lot of promise, who was mistreated, but a head coach that believes in him and is doing something. I don't think Glenn, you know, Fields was there before Glenn, so it's not really like they believed in him, and he's been bounced around three times already and probably a fourth.
Well, how about this?
A head case that may never recover.
How about this, Dave? Great question, and thank you for the call. It really is just the way things might shake out. I don't think the Jets have to choose a quarterback next year. They can use Justin Fields for one more year if Woody will let them, to be honest, because I feel like he's already, to use yesterday's election day as a metaphor, I think his results are in. I think he's voted. He might vote no on that proposition. I don't know. It just depends on how the rest of this year goes. And that may be part of the reason why, you know, Darren Mooji reportedly stayed pat on Breece Hall and declared Garrett Wilson untouchable. That if they're going to evaluate Justin Fields, that better be Garrett Wilson there and Breece Hall here. And you aren't going to use the first 2 months as a referendum on whether Justin Fields is a viable quarterback for the next year or even moving forward. But you know what intrigues me? That, as you mentioned, Mac Jones, if you can set things up for him to be successful and get the offensive coordinator, if their current one is that, great. What a great way to get him in this AFC East mix.
Sure.
Send him up to New England as part of your quarterback. I would prefer to draft somebody and have them be generationally brilliant, and you're set forever, and you don't mind giving him $40, $50, $60 million a year because he's already proven that he can win in his first contract. That's the ultimate. I mean, that's where you hit the jackpot. Or, you know, you'd have to really set things up right for the 2.0 or the 3.0 for the Goffs, Mayfields, Darnolds of the world, or Daniel Jones. That's the way you get guys who are anywhere between 15 to 30 million a year, and you can build out for your roster around.
Well, that's what Justin Fields is, and this would be a similar type of player, but what about Kyler Murray?
Oh, I don't know if that works. I don't know about that.
Already under contract.
I understand that.
You flip one of those second rounders for him.
I'd be concerned of Kyler in the New York market, to be straight up.
Okay.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind it. No. If you win and there's endorsements all over the place. So, but the thing is, they have enough runway in 2027. They could do whatever they want. And if the better quarterback class is there, then build around it. It's just that how many times are you just going to trust the rebuild? No.
Yeah.
How many times? That's the way I started the show. I feel like we're full circle. Mm-hmm. If we didn't have a whole full more hour to go right here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, Disney Plus, and the ESPN app.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.